Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he's a sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper. Yo,
Lewis and Zach are back.
And they came to attack, spilling crack on the track. Yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Yeah, the Zach and the rattlesnake spitting straight facts. Yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Send Zach back
when they making noise.
Yeah, we're back. We're live. It's Lewis and Zach. I'm the Puerto Rican rattlesnake Lewis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar Zach Amico. We're still waiting on Naeem right now.
From the last episode.
No, it's me. It was me today. I'll admit it was me.
Yep, this time was you.
It was me. Were you here on time?
Yes.
I was getting texted by Shannon like he was like a Fabergé egg that I was transporting. Mm-hmm. She texted me like three times.
Oh, you were together.
Yes. I brought him on the trip. Yeah. Shannon was like, is everything going nice. Okay?
You paying his car insurance too? What's going on with you guys? What's happening over here? Yeah. You put him on.
Can you call Naeem? Oh, well, now we got to turn his phone back on.
We have a great show planned today. Very excited. Philly representing. You know him and love him for the Durag and Deer Tag podcast. Clap it up for Naeem Ali. Clap it up.
Bow, 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 bow. We are here.
Clap it up.
We are in here, bruh.
And just so overall, a great comic, good friend of the show at this point, regular on the show. People love her. People love you.
Oh, me?
You
know, I thought you were really giving him props.
No, people love you. People really, they
I
hate women.
You.
My fans are a bunch of fucking incel losers. Shannon, edit this out from the YouTube version. They're a bunch of losers. Not my subscribers at Gas Digital, but everyone else that listens, not on Gas Digital. What a bunch of fucking dorks. But they do fucking love you. Look, love Josie. Love Josie. She's cute. She's hot. They're doing Aww. Pictures of you in a bikini.
Sick.
Nice.
Yeah, very jerkable. Dead Kennedy says, Josie makes me feel things.
Aww.
Quentin says, who's this bitch? Don't be an asshole, Quentin. Why don't you just fucking give yourself to the process, my friend? Quentin says, I want to see your tits as well, which is fine.
That's a compliment.
That is a compliment. That's, mm-hmm. that's a good thing. From a Gas Digital subscriber, that's as good as it gets.
Absolutely. I'm very excited to go on YouTube and read like 100 comments saying like she's going to burn in Jamaica. I can't wait for her Gas Digital show.
Love it. Love it.
Good.
Josie Marcelino is here.
Thank you for having me.
I wouldn't worry about that happening. You're funny.
Actually, well, no. Can I say something to the audience? Lewis is not attracted to me. That's not.
Why do you think that?
I know that. Because I know what you're attracted to.
What am I attracted to? You tell me. You tell me what the fuck I'm attracted to.
One, I know my multiplication tables, and I can spell the word horse. So that disqualifies me.
You said whore.
But two.
So can his girlfriend. It's written on lipstick on their windshield.
Jesus Christ. I saw a young lady that you brought around somewhere recently. And she was so hot that I got angry. Like she walked in the room and I was like, well, now my night's fucking ruined. Like, just beautiful.
Yeah, Lewis got
perfect
the hoes.
Hair, fucking Louis
I don't even
Vuitton
think it's a secret.
Back.
I think everybody know that you crazy. Got all the hoes, bro.
It's not even the hoes. I was like, this woman is gorgeous.
I do pretty well with the ladies.
You do.
I always
you
have.
Kill
but
it,
I will tell you right now, Josie.
I'm shocked.
Josie, I'd smash.
I mean...
I'd smash.
He's saying this to be an everyman. I've seen the last girl that he was with, and it was retarded. It was nuts.
I don't fuck around. I'm a real ass dude. That's why people love me. By the way, everyone should be fucking looking at me being like, this is the path. Mm-hmm. Grew up poor, grew up on welfare, abused, fat kid, dork. You ever see me when I was fucking a teenager?
Justin Silver showed me a picture of you fat the other day. I didn't believe that was crazy.
Yeah, you were like fat.
He was fat.
Yeah. Over 300 pounds, 330 pounds.
Really?
He was just rotund, like a fucking
every
boulder.
Every loser that listens to this show should be going like, dude, that is my fucking idol. Yeah. Show me the path, Lewis J. Gomez, to success. To pussy, to all these things. Mm-hmm. But you know what they do? They fucking love to hate.
Look, yeah, they hate on you.
I'm not even looking at the chat right now. I guarantee they're going to be like, you're a faggot. You're so gay.
Whenever you post a pic in the gym, it's a million haters under your pic. Hey, go say something funny. I don't want to see you working out.
Do they think I'm not saying something funny? And I know. I work out an hour and a half a day, and then I also say funny things.
Right.
I will say, your Instagram posts are gay as fuck, but they're impressive. They're impressive.
Louis being that bitch bodybuilding, he being that bitch hitting the poses and shit.
Is the secret just a cocaine addiction and a child out of wedlock?
No. I wish.
What was the formula?
That was my low point in my life was having that.
You
child.
Hear that, baby James?
having that little boy. No, there is no secret. I just, you know, I know where I came from. I know where I'm going, baby. And I'm only 70% through the journey as well.
Mm-hmm,
I'm almost there. I have another 30% or so.
You think you that far through the journey?
I'm 70%? That far through the journey. Once I hit 100%, I'm done. I fucking retire. It's all over.
Oh, I thought we were talking about of life
I'm
left.
Speed
I'm
running
like,
this
damn.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck, right? I'm like, damn, nigga, you gonna die in 10 years?
I know the warps. I can stand behind a block and get a few levels.
I know the warts.
Can you hear me?
Wart
like
speed, folks. What'd you say?
Can y'all hear me? I feel like I can't hear
myself.
You
gotta turn it up on this thing.
You gotta turn it up a little bit. We can hear you.
We can hear you,
Josie. Josie showed up. This is what a fucking great bitch Josie is. She shows up. First of all, Josie's opening up for me next weekend in Ontario. All four nights. We're running all over the place, which is great. I'm very excited about
that. Will you go to strip clubs with me?
I'll go to a strip club with you. Let's go.
Oh, hell.
Let's fucking
party.
Go.
Canadian strip club sounds like
I heard Ontario has nice strip clubs.
I want to go out so bad all the time, and then I go on the road with like Big J, and he just sits in the hotel room all day. I'm like, all right, well, I'll go
Big
to the aquarium
Big
by
J's,
myself.
Yeah, and look, edit this out too. Big J's a loser. Okay, Shannon.
No.
Shannon, Big J is a fucking loser.
No.
I'm cool as a fucking cucumber, but Big J is fucking
Big
like
J,
a.
Big J, you're the best,
like,
but I am going to go to a strip club with Louis.
Big J is like a
fun.
Pickle. You know what I'm saying? He wants to sit in that juice. I'm cool as a cucumber, baby girl. I'm out there. You slice me up. You dip me in some hummus. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
They're the same food.
Shut up, Josie.
They're the same food.
Josie showed up. This bitch showed up with fucking cheesesteaks.
Yeah, a bunch of gifts.
And Irish fucking soda bread.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking good.
Pretty great.
Yeah, I can't have any of it, but you know, everyone else in the
studio. I texted you
it.
And I was like, "Hey, what are your dietary restrictions so that I could bring you something?"
Oh, now you're
you
on a diet again?
I mean this.
Mm-hmm. I never text Josie back.
He never texts. It's
not
so
once.
Embarrassing. It's just it looks like my Instagram DMs, yeah, but from the other side. Like
not,
it's just
not once have I texted this girl back.
Why?
I had to write him.
You just see her text you like.
Yes. I told you this motherfucker's not attracted to me. He's like, ew. Slides it away.
Yeah, so if you want to get back in Lewis's head, instead of responding to his text,
he doesn't
up.
Text me.
Thumbs up.
Ooh.
He does not like your thumbs up, and I do it specifically because I know what annoys him.
If you thumbs up, you might as well call me a spick. That's the most disrespectful thing
you
could
do. Both.
Yeah. Spick, thumbs up.
I had to write him a poem for him to respond to
she
me.
She did.
I wrote two.
Damn.
One in which I called him a faggot, but that was like.
And that's how you gotta get his attention.
Yeah, and it worked.
That gets every guy's attention. Call me a faggot from the gate. I'm like, wait, what do you want?
And not many things rhyme with faggot, so she had to really think about that.
It was maggot. That's what I rhymed with faggot.
But yeah, I'm very excited to go on the road. We're going to have fun. We're going to
be in
Canada next week, which is a ton of fun. Josie, play your cards right. I'll smash. All right? You got to fucking.
There's also, I mean, the other factor is like, I don't want to, and
she doesn't
want to
fuck
gun.
Me either. Yeah.
So it's not going to happen.
No, we have a great show planned today. Incredible show planned today. Shout out to everyone watching on gasdigital.com. You guys are all subscribers. If you guys are watching this on YouTube or elsewhere, you guys should know that we do an uncensored, ad-free pre-release of this show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The Friday show is exclusive for Gas Digital subscribers. It's the number one way you can support this show is by subscribing to Gas Digital. It is gasdigital.com. Use the promo code LAZ. You get a discount. There's over 1,000 episodes of the Real Ass Podcast in the archives, over 800 episodes of Legion of Snakes in the archives. All the old school fucking crazy shit we used to say is all available in one place, and you can't get it anywhere else. So make sure you guys go subscribe. If you guys like uncensored content, we're the only fucking network out there besides some fucking political ass horse shit. We're not political. We don't give a fuck about any of that, right? But we're
fuck
the only
politics, bro.
Only platform out there that is just doing uncensored, hilarious comedy, non-corporate. Everyone's like, dude, you could go do it on Rumble. You can't do it on Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. I met with all these fucking people.
Yeah.
I met with Rumble. I met with fucking OnlyFans. I met with fucking Punch Up Live. We had conversations about moving our content, Gas Digital's and hosting it with one of these major platforms. Mm. My first thing, I was like, let me just let you know, we've said the N-word over 3,000 times on Legion of Skanks. Mm-hmm. We had AI, check it out. Over 3,000 times we've said the N-word on that show. Is that okay? And then they literally, they all go, and then they fucking start running around like chickens with their heads cut off. You're not going to be able to get that shit anywhere except for Gas Digital. I caught it. Absolutely. But nice. We have a great show planned. I'm very excited about
it. So wait,
show.
So if you say nigga, are you like, is that bad for you to say it? You Puerto Rican. Yeah.
I can say nigga.
Yeah, you can say nigga as much as you want, right?
Yeah. Can I say nigger? No, it's a different thing. See, that's how we're saying it. Now, it's a little different.
You put the R on
you
it.
You put the hard R, it doesn't sound as fun.
I don't know if anybody's allowed to do that.
My dad was Afro-Latino, though. Okay. So I will, and I used to call him the N-word right to his face.
Bro, I know light-skinned niggas that's just like you. I know a bunch of light-skinned niggas from Philly that look exactly nose. Like you. Yeah, bro.
Mm-hmm. Look at my lips.
Like, you could be a light-skinned black person.
That's what I'm going to tell people when they come at me.
Didn't your dad die when you were like 4?
He was stabbed to death by a...
Damn, was it a black boy that killed
that's
him?
That's what's up.
No, it was a Puerto Rican.
Another Puerto Rican?
Puerto Ricans are out there stabbing each other.
Is this a safe... Can I truth time real quick? Well, I did mushrooms in Mexico for the first time ever, and ever... Like, I thought I would have an epiphany. And I've just kind of gotten a little bit liberal with saying
the N-word.
The N-word.
Yeah,
I like it.
I've said it like 3 times, and I'm like, that's going to get me.
That's Donald Duck.
Donald Duck said it.
It's a real thing.
Yo, so you just make a sound. Bad. You can make sounds with your mouth.
No, okay, no, I can't do this
you
with
you. You can make sounds.
No, shut the fuck up, Naeem.
You can make sounds.
Okay, here's
the thing. Josie, you got to do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Let's make sounds that sound like nigga. Let's make sounds like that.
No, because this is what you do. Every single time I've watched you do this shit, every single time a white comedian comes up to you and is like, is this racist? It will be something so insanely fucking hate crime level racist, and you go, nah, you good, bull. And then
he
walks
away.
Yeah,
bro, say that shit on stage, nigga, go ahead.
And then he does, and then he does, and then he gets banned from a place, and you're like, that motherfucker's crazy. When the fucking burqa that I wore at Skankfest, I asked you because I'm like, he's Muslim. Yeah. He'll be able to give me an answer. And I forgot who you are.
Yeah, but he's not. Naeem's like jailhouse Muslim. Like, he adopted it.
I know.
He adopted it to survive.
Like, no, I was born into it. My dad was jailhouse, and I was born into it.
His name's Naeem.
Yeah, I was born into it.
But like,
my dad was jailhouse, and then there was a me.
You do sound
I'm
like
second
you were
generation.
Born with a red bow tie.
I was.
I fucking. But you. I was like, hey, is this funny but not offensive? Mm-hmm. And you were like, any form of modesty is a blessing in Allah's eye. And I was like, perfect.
And
then
true.
And then as soon as I got out of that ring, I checked my phone, and my 3 other Muslim friends were like, do not do that shit, that's crazy. Why would you do that?
That was great.
And then I won. I mean,
you
I won.
Won.
Yeah. I won.
Pillow fighting's coming back at Skankfest, by the
yes.
way.
I will not do it again.
Boxing's coming back at Skankfest. You gonna box
yes.
this year?
I'll box this year.
I'm gonna box too. Harrington, we talked about this. I want to know your opinion on this. We talked about this with Rob Cruz. We're looking for a fight for Harrington, and we start going over these people. Paco is one of the names that came up, and he's afraid of Paco. He doesn't want to box Paco.
Yeah, really? Paco would kill him.
Paco's
lean and like.
Paco's a good boxer, but Paco's not a great boxer.
No, but he's got that Pacific Islander strength.
He got thunder in that right hand.
He did fucking crush
he
Danny.
He crushed Danny, bro. You made us all sad that
Danny, Danny's getting up right now. Danny just woke up. That was bonkers.
Bro, yeah, that made me sad.
That was a bad time for Philly.
And then it scared the rest of my boys. The rest of my boys were like, oh, shit, we all about to get our asses whooped now. It scared the rest of the
and
boys.
Then they did.
Yeah.
They
basically did, yeah. But Harrington, I threw out... Ryan Foster as an opponent, and Harrington's like, I'll take that fight. I was like, are you
what is he retarded?
I was like, first of all, Foster's 6'3". How much experience is it with Muay Thai does Foster have?
He's been doing it since he was like 8.
Yeah, I mean,
like, or
and look, Muay Thai will it'll give you some bad habits, by the
way.
True, that's what happened with Butterly.
True.
That's the reason Butterly was having trouble with me was because he was holding his hands in a Muay Thai stance.
True.
I was able to break through the guard very easily.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Harrington's not a good boxer at all.
Yeah, right. Like, what the fuck? And Ryan just has combat experience, real combat experience.
Yeah, he's a...
His stepdad was his instructor. Like, he grew up with...
He just grew up doing
martial
arts.
Yeah, with his instructor in the house. You see what I'm saying? Like, he's going fucking full Harrington and a half.
Also, Butterly just podcast. Fucking Foster like builds houses and shit.
Yeah.
He's a day laborer,
that
basically.
Guy does,
it's crazy.
He does manly shit.
Yeah.
I honestly see his hands and I want to kiss him. Yeah. He's got those big fucking
hands are huge.
Manly ass hands.
Yeah. Guys,
look at him.
guy's a monster.
He's like, Harrington, are you crazy?
He's going to be pissed that you just said that he's 6'3". That's what's going to happen
next. How tall is he?
He's 6'5", and he tells everybody every day.
Yeah.
6'5".
He reminds everybody every single day.
I'm gonna actually make an executive decision right now, and Harrington is not inviting Ryan Foster. It's just not happening. I'm never bringing it up again, because I'm the one putting it out on the ether, thinking that Foster's going to hear this.
Yo, he can't.
No,
Ryan would destroy him.
No, it would be a problem.
Unless that'd you want to do a benefit every year for Harrington.
Right.
I mean, that would be
every year
fine.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Unless you want to pay for Aura's foster care.
Call it foster care because Ryan's taking care of her now. Harrington, put your baby on the line.
Yo, right. Damn.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that can't happen.
Yeah, Foster's a fucking monster. He's a big.
That guy's a monster.
6'5". Wow.
And he weighs like 250 pounds almost.
He probably weighs more than that.
Yeah, he's huge.
Just muscle. He's got like no fat on him.
Yeah.
All right, calm down.
Not to be gay, but he's.
Calm down, guys.
Makes no sense.
Maybe I'll fight Foster at Skin Fest.
There you go.
Maybe that's the fight.
Yeah, there you go.
You fucking yoked out. We were talking about that on our walk in. Mm-hmm. You just cut out alcohol and
I'm
then
fat.
Got ripped.
I'm a dude. In Jamaica, I got so fat. I'm a little bit better now, Zach. I don't know if you see the difference.
Oh, yeah.
But when I came
back. Was you are fat?
Doggy, I came back.
When I saw you at Story Wars, you looked bloated.
I was.
Yeah, you were just.
You look like you drowned in Jamaica.
Dude, it was fucking bad. I started running again this weekend. I was like, it was a problem.
Yeah.
I will never do that again.
Yeah.
I will never. Even the villa experience is making me think. It's making me rethink it altogether because
really?
It's so debaucherous. I'm just smoking weed. I'm drinking all day. And then you have unlimited food to just shoveling piles of food into your face all day long. When I get stoned, I get super munchy, dude.
Yeah.
I was just munching nonstop. There's literally a refrigerator full of beef patties. We have them in stock with beef and chicken patties.
Yeah.
Like the best fucking beef and chicken patties you'll ever have in your entire life.
Damn.
And it was bad.
And then you wake up feeling miserable that next day. You get drunk, you eat all this shit, get high as hell.
But that's fine. You have to do that a little bit and then level out. Like you have to like be good the whole year and then like have one.
Five days of that was too much.
Oh, that's way too much. 5 days is crazy.
It's too much.
Here's the thing. If I go on vacation, I go to a hotel. I'm going to, even if I'm eating bad, I'm going to go have a meal at a restaurant. Maybe a couple appetizers. I'm going to have a meal. I'm going to have brunch. Maybe a snack or two during the day at the pool.
Yeah.
Not like literally just shoving food into my face.
Nah. And when you're on vacation, you got to get some salad. You got to get a salad, get you a nice fruit salad.
I know.
Like one of those meals shouldn't be a meal. One of those meals should just be a fruit salad.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard anybody pronounce salad that way.
He did say solid.
He said
a few
solid.
Times.
That's how you say it, solid.
And meal.
Yeah, meal. A solid.
A solid meal.
You're saying one should be a little. So like a meek meal?
Yeah, bro. That's my Philly accent. That's my Philly accent.
I love it. I love the difference between the black Philly accent
and the
white
one.
Philly accent.
The white one is disgusting.
I love the white one so much.
The black
much.
Philly accent is nice. The white one sounds fucking retarded.
They're both so good. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
The white Philly accent is a dumb guy is talking to you. No matter how smart they are, they could be from fucking, they can go to Harvard. It doesn't matter. Like, you're an idiot.
Well, no, it's because, here's the thing. The smart ones don't have it.
The smart ones don't exist. Philly.
Smart Philly people.
Smart Philly. It's a rare breed.
Yeah. Like, what, nigga, did you just move here? The fuck you come from?
Yeah, I'm okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for being a longtime supporter of all the things we do here at the network. Marquee sponsor for Skankfest, marquee sponsor for Gas Digital, and just overall friends of comedy and friends of the show. We're not telling you to go get hooked on Kratom and try Kratom. We're saying if you're already buying Kratom and it already helps you out, I'll tell you right now, you got to get it from YoKratom.com. Truly the best deal on the internet with a $60 kilo of Kratom.
That's right. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time, and you don't even really know what it is. When YoKratom.com has the best strains, the best customer service, and the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network.
YoKratom.com, no promo code needed. Truly the home of the $60 kilo, YoKratom.com. All right, where were we? So anyway, look, I'm feeling better now, though. I just started working out again. I did a run this morning. I'm going to go lift this afternoon.
Nice.
I'm back into it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was fucking rough.
Yeah.
5 days is a lot. That's fair.
It was a lot. Naeem complimented my shirt when it came in.
That's hot. I need that hoodie. This new Lewis merch. This new fucking...
Don't be weak. No, this is actually Valentina Gomez, who's like a...
That's your cousin?
I don't know if she's ever been... actually elected into anything. She's a politician, but like
really
she goes viral on Twitter a lot. It'll, okay. She'll be like, she was like, I want to kill gay people. She got a thick accent. She's like, gay people and Mexicans need to go home.
Oh, like, yeah, I did see that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's, oh, that's her shit?
That's her shit. She,
what?
She, I think she's a little crush on me.
Oh, I, shit.
She keeps on trying to hang out. She was like, when she goes to Austin, she'll hit me up. She's like, you're going to be in Austin? Do you want to hang out? She's like, I'm going to come to New Jersey.
Oh, you got
to
do that.
I almost want to fucking
you have to do this.
Start, okay, okay. I want to start dating this fucking psychotic Ecuadorian Republican.
I got to warn you, because just like Naeem giving white people permission to be racist, every single one of our friends that Naeem's been like, go ahead and have sex with that lady, it has come back horribly on That's them. Bad. They've either gotten herpes or pregnant.
Naeem, are you responsible for all these herpes that are out there?
Yes.
I just tell my friends to fuck ladies, bro.
He's a
if a lady
super
trying
spreader.
To fuck you, go fuck her, bro.
Every time.
Now, I don't know if she has herpes, but
every
if she's trying
time.
To fuck you, bro.
What are you, gay?
Right. What are you fucking gay?
Get that fucking pussy, doggy.
And now, go your, boy, get and it. Now your boy's got herpes.
Some of them. Hey, I don't
did you,
I didn't
you,
do it.
Who has herpes?
I don't, I'm don't not, worry I don't, about I can't
it.
Say it is.
No, no,
we
no,
definitely
no.
said it on your podcast, but I'm not. We don't have
no,
to.
No, what's his name has herpes?
Not. He didn't get it from her. I know who you're talking about.
Shayner,
yeah, is herpes.
Oh,
not
yeah,
from
yeah,
her.
But yeah, not from
that
her.
Wasn't a,
so there's
that
another
wasn't
one of your boys that fucked some chick that you recommended for them to fuck, and then they got herpes, and it's a comic that I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yes. But she was throwing a pussy at him.
And
huge
it was back,
titties.
And it was
well,
back
women,
when she was hot.
Yeah, and she was hot back then.
She was
is it a female
hot.
Comic?
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to know who all of these people are. I need to make sure that I don't fuck this herpes-ridden whore.
Is anybody
actually,
else? Doing,
I think you might
actually,
have fucked
I
her
think
already.
You did.
Is everyone else doing helium? Is everyone else doing helium math right now?
Hold on.
Everybody doing helium math.
Time the fuck out. Send me the name
I,
right now.
I for real think that you've had sex with her.
I'll let you know if I've really had sex with her.
I know your friends have. I know
been,
multiple of your friends have.
I've been tested. So
yeah,
unless
herpes,
it was in the past like
the
6 months.
Fun fact about herpes. Unless you're having an outbreak, it doesn't actually show up on the test.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. The blood test is not reliable
most
at all.
Certainly.
No, it does not. It, because it remains dormant in your system.
This sounds somebody like somebody who has herpes and understands the system.
I might. I don't know. No, I'm a hypochondriac, so I always freak
I
out and think
you.
I have AIDS.
Let's see.
I don't know how to spell her last name. You probably not even gonna remember who this bitch is.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had sex with that person.
Excuse me. You probably don't even remember who this bitch is.
Look her up on Instagram. Send me a picture.
Okay, all right, got it.
I want to know if I've had sex with this person. Uh-huh. I'm freaking out. I'm sweating right now.
I know for a fact your friends have, but I think it was before.
Yo, I'm almost sure she, I mean, she could be lying, though.
I know two of your friends have.
Yeah.
And I think it was beforehand.
She's proud of the comics that she's fucked,
she
bro.
Tells
and she's,
everybody.
She told you that she fucked me.
Yes, she tells everybody,
she tells
bro.
Everybody. She fucked Shane. She fucked Jay.
Yes.
She
yes.
fucked Lewis. She fucked. I know.
Chill.
I didn't say her name. Here's the thing. This bitch got no credits.
Hold on. It's the drama llama. Drama llama's coming out right now. Me and my boys are fucking Eskimo brothers isn't even the fucking word. We're Eskimo fucking brothers to like the 10th degree.
Yes.
A lot of my boys.
Yo, everybody fucking the same hoes, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody. Did you find the Instagram?
This is the chick?
I think it is, yeah.
There's not many with that name.
That would make sense, yeah.
I've never had sex with this person.
No, well, she lists you off on her credits. She ain't got no credits, but she lists off every comic that she's ever
definitely
fucked.
Yeah, she do.
Hold on.
I got this right?
Yeah, that's her.
Yo, let me say something to this fucking lying whore. I swear on my son's life, unless I literally genuinely don't remember, was she skinnier at
she
one
was.
Time?
Yes. She, yeah,
yeah,
she,
yeah, she was skinnier.
Over the last like year, she blew the fuck up.
Yeah.
She oh was way skinnier.
Can you go
she
back
was
to
hotter.
Her, go back to her skinnier photos. Because I
she was had, hotter. She
was
hotter.
Way hot and
she was
had
way hotter.
Huge tits. Huge tits.
Why would she lie about fucking me, though?
That's
crazy.
Because that's the only credit
I don't know,
she bro. Has.
That's how famous you is. Now you got hoes lying about fucking you, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You need to turn down your Riz. You being too charismatic. You got to turn it down.
I really do got to. I just found out what Riz stands for.
Mm-hmm.
Charisma.
Charisma. I had no
yes.
idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Hold on.
You back to an old one?
No. I've never had sex with this person.
Oh, she...
Okay.
Maybe she raped you.
Yeah, maybe you were passed out.
Yeah.
Dougie, I swear to God. I remember I did fuck one absolute whorebag from Philly. I won't say who.
Okay.
An absolute pig.
Would we know her?
Probably. Fucking.
Oh, now I want to know.
Yeah, I want to know.
I
mean,
know
a
so
little
bad.
A little piggy. I mean,
really?
I mean, an absolute savage animal.
Oh, my God.
This bitch.
Brian Six.
A diabolical. podcast money thief.
Yo, I'm so glad. I have had sex with one comedian, and it was like at the beginning of my comedy. It was after, so I had hosted for a headliner that I really respected, and I was like, hey, I'm brand new. Like, do you have any advice for a young comic? And he was like, do not have sex with comedians ever. Don't do it. It's a bad idea. And I was like, I would
fucking
never.
Fucking dweeb. don't ever do it.
That night. That night, I fucked the feature who was his roommate.
By the way, fucking a feature is pathetic.
It
you should just
blew,
know that. I'm being an asshole. If you fuck a feature, that's on you at that point.
Nobody would ever know about that one.
Well, no, people found out because we fucking left together, and then he got mad because he was like, why are you telling people I fucked your fat ass? It was back when I was real
Jesus
fat.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and so
damn,
it's
he seems
still
like
weird.
A nice
Hold
guy.
On, that guy
it's
is...
still weird now.
He seems like a nice guy.
Awesome. He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's
ready. He's a real ass dude. I can't imagine him saying that. He's a nice guy.
That's wild.
Wait, how do you know?
I know.
No, you don't.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
Text it to me. You don't know. Or show me. Show me who you think it is. Because you don't. There's no way you know.
All right, man.
There's no way you know.
There should be a second tier of Gas Digital where you can see
all our
texts.
Yes. Yes.
But it's crazy. It'd be like $10,000.
You got to charge so much for that.
I still want to know where this herpes-ridden bitch says she fucked me.
She does. She tells us. She's told both of us separately.
She definitely told me that.
That she's had sex with you.
I mean, dude, it's rare. Like, don't get me wrong. There's times where
Lewis, herpes.
There's no way that you were.
I've been dodging it.
How do you know that? What the fuck? How do you know that? I was so good at keeping that a secret, I thought.
Well, you were.
You've given enough context clues that we could probably figure it out
you
just from this show.
No, because here's the thing. Here's the thing. There was one other comic, but nobody knows about that. So,
I don't know that.
I know you don't know that.
I know of a comic that you fucked. You're just a liar. Let me just say this.
Here's the thing.
Josie's like, I don't fuck. I never fuck comics. There's three in the past minute that we've uncovered.
No, you know the one that he doesn't know, and he knows the one you don't know. So everybody just shut up.
You know what? Let's trade some information.
No.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy that this bitch is telling people that she fucked me.
Yeah.
And she's got herpes.
Well,
but she didn't tell everybody she had herpes.
Yeah.
We found that out because.
We found that out
because
our boy got herpes.
Yeah,
because
our boy got it.
That's wild. How's she not telling people she got herpes? Isn't that illegal?
It is illegal.
Isn't it a crime?
No. AIDS is illegal, but herpes is not illegal.
Herpes is not illegal?
Because AIDS can kill you, but herpes can't.
Herpes can kill you.
But if you get herpes, you can get AIDS, right?
What?
Is that how it works? That's how it works. No, okay.
I mean, yeah, if you're just risky with your business.
I'm just saying. I thought that's how it worked. If you get herpes, you get AIDS.
That's how I tell girls that I have herpes, like risky business. I show up with my socks. I slide across the floor. Dun, 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 dun.
Just take that old Valtrex off the shelf.
Fuck, dude. That's wild. Shit. I swear. Was she ever even skinnier than that?
She was good looking. When I moved to Philly, she was good looking.
Yeah, when I first started comedy,
these images,
I was trying to fuck her when I first started
These images
comedy.
Are not attractive.
Okay, but also, like, you're New York, we're Philly.
So yeah, y'all get way hotter hoes than we got. Like, we get ugly bitches in Philly.
When would I fuck this girl?
Probably when you were in
after
Philly.
A show or some
but
shit.
She also would come up to New York and stuff, too. She used to be much more serious about comedy.
Go further back, Zach.
Go further back.
Lewis, do you remember every woman you've ever had sex? What's your body count at? You don't even remember.
There's no way.
Number.
You can't remember every woman.
Exactly.
My body count's crazy.
Yeah, there's no way.
It's a problem. I don't know how I don't have AIDS. I genuinely don't understand
We were standing outside of Helium one day, and this English-Irish lady walked up to me. She said, "You don't remember me, do you?" And I was like, "Fuck no." And then she was like, "We fucked like 2 years ago." I'm like, "What?
That's
you just don't remember. Don't remember. You can't remember all these things."
I mean, she's pretty hot in this photo, but I have not had sex with this woman.
I mean, I believe you.
I swear to God.
I believe you.
She seems like the type to clout chase and lie. Yeah, she seems like the type to
I've
do
also
that.
Fucked plenty of girls, I'm sure, that have had herpes. You know what I'm saying?
Probably.
Like, the amount of women that I fucked.
I mean, statistically, we probably all have.
You strike me as a guy who doesn't use condoms.
You strike me as a girl who knows what she's talking about.
You strike us as intuitive.
Let me guess. You can I just make a guess?
Please.
I think that you probably have sex without condoms, and then if a girl, like, if you're like, like you don't want to pull out. And so if a lady's just like, come in me, you probably do.
I used to do that very regularly.
That's crazy.
That's the best move.
Very regularly. Just
from the man with three children. Don't do that.
Three kids, three baby moms.
Oh my God.
Right inside. Bam.
That's a great move.
The medical term is spray and pray.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it feels great.
I used to do that a lot. I don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
After I had a kid, I stopped being as
reckless.
As soon as you realize, oh shit, this has consequences.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. Like,
oh no, my cum has cum in it.
Yeah, I don't. I stopped cream pieing bitches once I realized exactly what, you know, the end result is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I used to regularly cream pie.
That's crazy.
Strangers.
We're not even the end result.
That's crazy. You cream pie strangers.
Dude, one time I fucked a girl at we went to a bar. It was Coyote Ugly. Mm-hmm. Was it Coyote Ugly? The one in New York City was like grimy as fuck, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. It was Coyote Ugly in New York City. It was even before the movie. It was after the movie, but like, Coyote Ugly in the movie is like, you're like, oh, it's fun. Look,
yeah.
Line dancing.
I didn't even know it was a real place, to be honest. Yeah,
Coyote Ugly in New York City was like
a dump.
Fucking a real dump, dude. And none of the chicks were hot behind the bar.
Really?
It was just like,
isn't the whole point?
Yeah, but it was
ugly?
The whole point. Like, they dance on the.
It was like that bitch from Philly that said she fucked me. It's a bitch that looked like that, kind of sloppy.
Like, you guys know what the term Coyote Ugly means?
No.
Coyote Ugly means when you wake up next to a girl who's so ugly, you rather chew your arm off than wake her up.
Yeah. Or like your arm like stuck under her?
Yeah, the way if a coyote gets stuck in a trap, they'll eat their leg.
Doggy,
that's crazy.
I was hanging out. This is back in the day. This is back the drinking days. Nate Bargatze was there. Giannis Pappas was there. We were at this bar one night, and we were fucking hammered. And I met this fat Puerto Rican chick and her slutty white friend. And her friend was kind of cuter, but she was like, dude, this bitch was just not even slightly attractive. Like, this was like,
damn.
I just met, and they were just the only two girls at the bar. And my game used to just be very balls out, like, let's just go to the bathroom and fuck.
Yeah, I used to just,
there was no, you know.
He would take
no
his balls up. Out and go, let's go to the bathroom.
No warm up.
Mm-hmm. And I just was like, yo, let's go fuck in the bathroom. Looked her right in the eyes. And she was like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And she went in the bathroom.
That fucking worked.
Her friend held the door closed while people were like banging, trying to get in. Her friend was playing with my balls from behind while I was fucking her.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know this girl's name, and then I fucking cream pied right inside of her.
Damn, bro! Like, you were doing it on those type of missions,
bro. I'm talking about like it was. This is maybe my grimiest moment in life. And then I remember I was like, well, that was a bad idea. As soon as you come, you're like, what the fuck did I just
immediately,
do?
Immediately,
like,
yes.
You're like, oh.
Yeah, it's like when the guy wakes up at the beginning of 28 Days Later.
Yes, dude. And I remember I left and I was like, fuck, dude. And then I did a show, a cringe humor produced show at some college. And that girl was in the crowd.
What?
And she came up to me. She was like, oh, do you remember me? And I was like, oh, you. I was like, are you pregnant? She's like, no. I was like, thank God.
Oh, my God.
Because it was like 2 or 3 months later. And I was like, just in my head, I was like, I have a little fucking baby out
that
there.
That would have been horrible.
Not only having a baby, but it's like a girl that's willing to be cream pied by.
That's a horrible mother.
I'm not even in shape at the time. I'm like fat Lewis, like a loser. I'm less than a feature. I was hosting for fucking Nate on the road. Could you imagine that?
What? Yeah, bro.
It was Greer Barnes headlining the show. It was me hosting.
That's disgusting.
And it was somebody else.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That was that was my grimiest, like kind of craziest.
Yeah,
cream pie.
You get away with one of those. That's it. I feel like you only get away with one of those.
Yeah, no.
You do that twice, AIDS and a baby.
I dodged a bullet there.
Yeah.
Men and women do not get horny in the same way. That's a sickness.
That was a sickness.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I did have a genuine like sex addiction for a while.
Yeah. No shit. Yeah. You cream pie a fat stranger in the bathroom. Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick moment and talk about Small Batch Cigar, which is one of my favorite sponsors in the world. I've been smoking cigars lately. If you guys watch me on Legion of Skanks or Story Wars, or really just anywhere, once in a while you'll see me with a cigar hanging out my mouth because I really do enjoy it. It relaxes me, calms me down. I like having cigars in my house when I have friends come over. You offer a friend a cigar. It's a classy thing. It's like offering somebody a glass of wine. Well, Small Batch Cigar is the best way to shop for cigars online.
They have free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. They come with the Bovita pack, so it's the most thorough packaging in the industry with an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars. Not only that, you get 5% rewards points instantly. And Lou, we've got a deal for the people.
Yeah, we do, guys. If you go to smallbatchcigar.com right now, click the new section to check out all their newest arrivals. But when you check out, use the promo code GAS10. You're going to get 10% off plus 5% rewards points. So once again, go to smallbatchcigar.com, get 10% off with the promo code GAS10 and 5% rewards points. All right, where were we?
Yeah, I think I had sex addiction prior to maybe like 6 months ago. And then
until 6 minutes ago.
I'm telling you, bro. No, but then you know what stopped it? I was fucking this one time. And then I bust and I didn't feel nothing. You ever had that before? You ever bust a nut and it feels like nothing?
Yeah.
Bro, that's the scariest shit ever. So I'm like, damn, what am I even doing? I'm doing all this.
What's the point?
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah.
And now every time I fuck, I'm scared. I'm like, what if it feels like nothing?
It's just the hunt is a big part of it. It's validation as a dude, especially like if you're, you know, you grew up like me where you didn't get validation at home. I was a fat kid. You know, so it was like I became like, oh, how many numbers could I put up? Like how many random chicks could I fuck? How many girls could I fuck in a day? Can I get threesomes or fucking get girlfriends?
For sure.
Like it was a problem.
Yeah.
It was a real problem.
I grew up needing validation too, but that's just manifests in different ways, I guess. That's crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're a lady.
Yeah. It's embarrassing. I'm almost 30 and my body count's still in the single digits. That shit's
still
pathetic.
In the single digits?
Single?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What?
6 dudes and 2 ladies.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Ladies don't count.
Yeah, how do you put... You can't put yourself inside of a lady.
Yeah, ladies don't count.
You fool around with a chick. You're not having sex.
Yeah, the ladies don't count or your body lives.
I'll say if they put a strap on and fuck you with a strap on, I'll count that.
Okay.
The amount of effort and energy that takes.
If we scissor, you think I didn't have sex with that lady?
No. Nothing's going inside of anybody.
You're talking to a man who fucked a fat stranger on a pile of peanut shells.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, no, that scissoring doesn't count. If you count that, you might as well count high fives. You gonna count when you high five, bitches?
Yeah, no,
that don't count.
I did jujitsu. I scissor with guys all the time.
Yeah, right. He said that doesn't count.
I'm not having sex with men because I'm having my legs opened up around their legs.
Well, then my number 6. Cool.
Yeah, ladies don't count.
I made it to the second hand. Hell yeah.
All right, now for guys, if you do a gay shit,
if you made it to the second hand with the girl, I would count that.
Yeah. The bitch start doing, she doing prayers inside of you.
Yeah. I got pretty little hands. I can get a lot up there. I can almost,
damn.
I can fit my fist in my mouth. It's crazy. Like they're tiny.
Prove it. Sure you can, Josie. Have you ever fisted a woman?
I've come pretty close.
Wow.
I've gotten 4 fingers in
that's
there.
I feel bad putting 2
4.
Fingers in a girl.
Mm-hmm.
If I put 4 fingers in a girl, I'm trying to hurt her.
Yeah.
Like I don't respect you at all. Come here.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of eternal.
Yeah.
Once you get 4 in, you're like, what is this?
Yeah,
how big is your pussy?
What are we doing?
I want her to literally, if I get my second finger in, I want her to start squirming and be like, ow.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
This is my type of girl.
Yes,
easy,
yes.
Easy, easy.
Yeah.
I saw a video the other day. This guy had his whole fucking foot inside the bitch, bro. He was in there to the fucking shin.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
Whole foot.
It was on Twitter. Twitter porn. It's the best porn. And yeah,
actually, I had to mute you on Twitter just because I had crazy shit coming up in my feed.
I like reposting Twitter porn.
Yeah, not even reposting, just liking, reposting. Damn, this is nuts.
No, Naeem's a great follow on Twitter.
Oh my god,
I got all the shit.
Yeah, what'd you post today? That you were talking about Myron Gaines boxing.
Did you see him, bro?
Pull that up. Pull up Naeem's post.
Wait, what?
That shit was wild.
Myron Gaines is a fucking chump. He's shadow boxing, and it's the worst shit I've ever seen in my life.
And Myron Gaines, I don't really know his shit. I know Dave did a podcast with him recently. I peripherally kind of see him.
Yeah.
And I know he's like kind of like you know, like he's like be a man.
Yeah,
and fucking
yeah,
like,
yeah.
But imagine if you took Andrew Tate and you made him just a genuine faggot.
And subtract all the fighting.
Yeah.
But he like yells at people.
Bitch.
It's crazy. He talks so crazy to people.
He does talk crazy.
And then I saw this and I'm like, this motherfucker can't.
But his
fight.
Thing is, he talks about like being a man, right? Like,
he does.
You gotta be a fucking man.
So
like,
that's kind of, yeah, like that's how it started. But it's devolved. Like, as soon as he like got demonetized on YouTube and then kind of like the red pill manosphere has kind of been
oh hell, he straight up
down.
Fucked Jews now.
Yeah, so he's now he's like, I hate the Jews. Fuck the Jews. Wow. Like, that, don't clip that, please, dear
so
God.
I kind of like him.
You look at him.
He's in good shape, but
he's in good shape.
He's not even planting his feet.
No, he's hopping the whole time.
Why is he hopping?
I don't know. Wasting so much energy with that hopping.
Why would he put this out?
And he thinks this is good. This is his best take.
He does. He thinks this is good. Yeah, this is probably take number four. Yeah. That's probably the fourth take.
Keep it going, Shannon.
That's crazy.
That's embarrassing.
And then look, and then he's doing little shit looking like he's getting hit with punches. Like, look. What the fuck is he doing? Like, what are you doing?
Even his flinching is gay. He's like,
Yeah, look at his pivots. Everything about it just is wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, look, he's a fit dude. And he's the reality fit. Is if you do this, even just this,
yeah,
you'll burn fat and get in good shape. You know, like, you know, those cardio boxing courses and, Taibo and shit like that.
Yeah.
That shit, it's moving. It's
it
just
is.
Movement. You know what I'm saying?
It gets you in shape.
It's just not fighting.
But this is more of a self-awareness problem.
Yeah.
This is more of a you should know not to put this out.
Yeah, this
you
is.
Should know, you should know you look crazy right now.
This is Natalie Cuomo putting this out the video. Not, of her freaking out. She's like, we've all been there. We've had to. We've done some cringy shit. We've had moments on stage.
Of course.
You don't got to put it out for yourself.
Yeah.
Let somebody else
Let
put
somebody
it out.
Let somebody else do it.
This should, be a bird's eye camera where somebody even like, look at this faggot.
Yeah, look at this dumbass.
This dumbass pussy. And then they put it out and he's like, ah, fuck.
Yeah,
you know
damn,
I was having a weird, I was just practicing some different shit.
Yeah, right.
He put it out being like, yo, let me show.
On his, Twitter, he
it's
put
on
that
his.
Up.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is pretty crazy. Are people just trashing him in the
people
comments?
People just trashing him. Like, what the fuck is this? That's and then he didn't even delete it. He left it up.
Well, you have well, to
you
at that point.
Delete.
You got to own it.
You delete it, you're a bigger
You got to own it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. After you put it up, it's up. Yeah. God damn. But now, I don't think any other man is going to let him yell at them like that now.
No, yeah.
Like, now he's going to start getting hit.
I'll beat your fucking ass.
He's going to get hit now.
That's the other side of it. Am I crazy? And I am a comedian. Don't get me wrong. Like, we should use our words. But there is a point where you go like, well, I'll just beat you up. Shut the fuck up.
And also, bro,
if you're paying
fight
for
is not that
course.
Big of a deal. Bro, we've been in, when I was a kid, we were getting fights all the time. Yeah. It's not that sometimes you just fight somebody and you're like, all right, we
sometimes when growing up, we just fought our friends.
Yes, we would fight our friends.
My best friend.
Yes.
We'd be playing video games and then they get me in the corner and they keep on kicking me
with the same move.
On, and then you throw the controller
down. Yeah, and I'm hitting
you. Beating
yes.
the shit out
bro,
of each other.
You can't do the same move.
That
bro.
Specific
crazy.
Fight has happened 5 times within my friends group
same.
As teenagers.
Wouldn't it be
same.
Really funny though if they just got you in the corner and kicked you the whole time?
Stop sweeping my life.
Your fat friend just has you in the corner. Shannon, can I have another coffee with a little bit of creamer?
Can I get one too, Shannon, please?
Thank you, my love. You should try Keto Brands, Nootropic Creamer.
Ooh, okay.
Do me a favor, Shannon.
I'll try it.
Have Karen make Naeem one with some Keto Brains in it as well. Because it's really good.
Is that like shroom coffee?
Well, it's not coffee. It's a creamer. So it has it has alpha GPC and it has lion's mane.
Oh,
athenine.
Nice.
Has a bunch of really good. It's great. It's okay. A really great product. And I'm friends with the owner of the company. She's helping me launch a product myself. And it's actually legitimately a great product. But they advertise on the show now.
Nice.
But I legitimately drink it every day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I like shit that makes your brain wake up.
Yeah. Makes your brain wake up. Yeah, that's
like
the best
that.
Way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of your brain fog.
Yep, yep, yep.
You know.
I mean this as a compliment.
Please.
You are the biggest
douchebag.
Guinea for a non-Italian person.
First of all, I'm like a quarter Italian.
Okay, yeah.
All right,
it
there you
shows
go.
Through.
Why?
You got a guy for everything and you're constantly like coming up with like business schemes. You're like, I got
very
I'm,
business
I'm,
minded.
It's
I'm
called
making
being
a product.
A cokehead.
Yeah. No, I say that as a guinea. Like,
no,
it
no,
rules.
Of course.
I think when you grow up broke, it makes you chase money more.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you get emotional about it, and then you start seeing the path. You start making a little bit of money. You go like, oh, well, if I can make $100,000 a year, I can make $500,000 a year. If I can make $500,000 a year, I can make $5 million a year. You can make $5 million a year, you can make $50 million a year. There's a path to all of that shit. Because when I was a kid, $100,000 was making $10 million.
Yeah,
when I heard of six figures, that was never even an option when I was a kid.
That is still my mindset.
No, without a doubt.
Once I make six figures,
by the way, you're hilarious.
Thank
you're
you.
Fucking a hard worker.
Thank
you're
you.
On your path. That's just, you're just young still in the whole grand scheme of things. How long have you been doing comedy?
I started at the end of 2019, but then I took a big old break for COVID. So really like two and a half years.
Women always got to fucking come in with fucking parentheses
and
asterisks and
Come on. We were talking for a little while, so it, like, actually.
I'm a Gemini, yeah. So.
How did you know?
All right, let's do. Look, we're 42 minutes in. We're just fucking rolling here. What a
shit.
Show.
Yeah,
I haven't even touched these fucking notes yet. Mm-hmm. Let's get some plugs out of the way. Let's plug it up. We got a lot of stuff coming up. Josie, what are you plugging?
Well, you can see me on the road with Lewis in Canada for those 4 dates, which will be a ton of fun. And then you can catch me in just a bunch of places in Philly and New York after that. I will officially be launching a podcast this May, so ooh. I'm very excited for that.
What's it called? What's the concept?
It's going to be called Thought Daughter, but not like T-O-H, not T-H-O-T, T-H-O-U-G-H, like Thought.
Thought.
Thought and daughter. So it's going to be, there's going to be a segment basically where like I get my crazy ass conspiracy dad on the line and we can give like advice and just talk about shit. He's an absolute lunatic and he's hilarious, just blue collar guy, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Naeem, what are you plugging?
Y'all know me. Check me out on my podcast, Durag and the Deer Tag. My other podcast, Ayo Axie Fact Podcast. Also have a show in Philly and East Falls at The Zone. Starts at 8 o'clock. That's on Saturday. And what's that, March 22nd. And then I'll be in Mississippi, April 11th, April 12th, Columbus, Mississippi, for Porch Fest. So come through. Come see me and my boys, a bunch of Philly guys going to Mississippi. Gonna fuck up your little town.
Shout out AO Actually.
Shout out AO Actually. I love that podcast.
Zach Amico.
Hey, check my Instagram for all my dates, but I'm doing a Canadian run in April, including Ottawa and Montreal. April 11th, I'm in Golden, Colorado. And then I am back on tour with JCW at the end of next month. Just go to my Instagram and I'll have my Punch Up Live page, hopefully live by the end of today.
Hell yeah. Come see me this weekend. I'll be in South Bend, Indiana on Friday and Saturday night. Excuse me. Sunday night, I am in Raleigh, North Carolina. Next weekend, I'm running all over Ontario, St. Catharines, London, Windsor, and Burlington, Ontario. Birthday weekend, April 4th and 5th, I'm at the Punchline in Philly. And with Naeem.
That's right.
Hey.
And Foster. And Foster. Yep, me and Foster on that one.
And then I'm going to be Nashville, Tennessee. We're doing Story Wars 4 separate nights. And I think I'm doing a Depraved as well in the place of Legion of Skanks. Because Legion of Skanks, Dave Smith, he booked a fucking super secret Joe Rogan show that I'm not supposed to talk about. But I'm mad that he's failing us now. So he's
Dave
doing,
Smith's going to be Dave's on Joe doing Rogan. On Joe Rogan.
Dave Smith is going to be the president one day.
He's
y'all
doing,
he's doing
some big debate against some other guy. I wish I knew the guy's name to blow it up right now, you cocksucker, Dave. But either way, me and Big J are going to be doing a stand-up show, I believe, in place of that as well. Lots of other stuff coming up. North Charleston, South Carolina. San Diego's in April. It's going to be a goddamn blast.
Oh, we're going to be in Nashville at the same time. That's fun.
Oh, snaps.
Yay.
We're going to fucking party in Nashville, Jersey.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then, guys, grab your Skankfest tickets on May 2nd. May 2nd, Skankfest tickets are officially on sale. Get them early because I believe we're going to sell out faster than we ever have before. And also, if you guys want to come see me perform my next special, Tampa, Florida, handful of tickets left for the special taping. We're still a few months out, but Zach Amico is going to be there. Bobby Kelly is going to be there directing the special. It's going to be a blast. Come see me at Side Splitters, which is one of the best clubs in the entire world. And I'm going to be filming my next hour there, which is a ton of fun. Check out all my other podcasts, Story Wars, The Legendary Legion of Skanks, The Regs, available everywhere you guys find podcasts. Make sure you subscribe to Gas Digital and sign up for my mailing list. I skipped last week's Lewis Journal podcast, which is my solo show that is exclusively for subscribers on my mailing list, but it's back tomorrow. So it's every Tuesday at 9 a.m. You get my solo podcast where I talk about everything from mental health to fitness to being a father, all the serious shit that I don't try to talk about on the podcast, the funny podcasts. So lewisofskanks.com is the website. And that's that. That is that.
I think you talked about all of those topics on this podcast, like this episode. Talked about Josie. Fatherhood and mental health and working out, all that shit.
It's not funny when I do it on the other one. Shannon, there was a man set on fire in Times Square?
Yes. So it happened Sunday about 4 o'clock in the morning. And I actually did find, there is a video, it's not great, but you can see him while he's actually still on.
Shannon, anybody who says today's show isn't funny, time them out right now.
Are people saying anybody it's not funny?
Well, because I said this is a funny show, so now they're all saying. Shannon, anybody who wrote not funny, time them out for the remainder of the show, which is another half an hour of show. Yeah, now they get to sit back and fucking be an asshole by themselves. They could write not funny with their fucking thumbs into their cell phones, you fucking faggots, you fucking pussies. Pussy bitch. Good. I'm not even kidding, Shannon. Make it a whole. And anyone who's saying fuck you, Lewis, as well. How about that? And some guy called me Luis. Time that motherfucker out, too.
Damn. How about that? Racist live chat is going down.
This is how
that's
you become
nuts.
A tyrant. He must start getting niggas killed now. What's his address? It's...
Dave Smith can't be the president because this needs to be the ceiling
be,
for the...
Yeah, what? He's going to be the goon. Are you crazy?
No, this is the next Elon Musk. That's crazy. Yeah, what?
All right, let's take a moment and thank Keto Brains for supporting today's show. Keto Brains is a nootropic creamer that's truly the ultimate upgrade for your coffee or your protein shake and your mind, to be honest with you. It's packed with science-backed ingredients like alpha-GPC for focus, lion's mane for neurogenesis, L-theanine for smooth clarity, and C8-MCT for sustained ketone energy. If you're walking around and you're just kind of feeling like you're in a brain fog, if you guys want to be sharper at work, if you want to be sharper in the gym, Keto Brains is a great product that genuinely tastes great. I drink it in my coffee literally every single morning, and they're a great company. They support great comedy. You should support them. Go to ketobrains.com. That's with a Z, ketobrains, B-R-A-I-N-Z, and use the promo code LAZ20 to get 20% off your entire order today. Ketobrains.com. They're the best. All right, where were we? Shannon, what happened with this guy who set people on fire in Times Square?
No, he got set on fire in Times Square. They didn't.
Well,
catch,
somebody set him on fire.
Yes,
right?
They didn't catch that person yet. But here's.
Did he die?
Is there video of him being on fire?
Yes, that's what I said.
Another fucking dude being burned to death.
Yo, that's some New York shit. Y'all like setting people on fire up here? Why he just standing there like that?
They're approaching him to put him out.
But why he not like rolling on the ground?
Because you're in shock.
Why won't they? No, I'd have stopped, dropped, and rolled. I know me.
Now you're in shock, and it like
who had a fucking fire extinguisher?
Yeah, somebody
on
had a fire extinguisher.
It's the rescue. Them. Rescue is there.
Oh. It took that long, and I mean this. If I saw somebody on fire, I would throw my jacket around them and save their life every time.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
10 out of 10 times I would do that.
Same.
The fact that enough people are watching it to call the cops, that rescue can show up with fire extinguishers
because you live here, so you've thought about it. Like you've been like, that's a real possibility.
I've never thought about this except for that other bitch on the subway.
Yeah.
That's the only time I ever thought about it.
Nah, yeah, but now you thought about it. So
nah, Josie, this is what, some people are just action people.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'm an action guy. When I see some shit going on, I'm like, oh, what's this?
Even if it's dangerous,
yeah,
I put myself in the line of fire.
Unless it's a gun out. If it's a gun out, then I'm like, all right.
I rarely deal with people that have guns out. I've had a few knives pulled.
Yeah, it's because you're in New York.
Yeah, it happens a lot in Philly.
I've had a razor blade pulled.
Bro, I saw a fight 3 days ago where this guy, he beat the fuck out this guy. And then, but the guy he beat up had a gun on his waist, and he just took it from him and put it on his waist and left.
One of the first times I ever met Naeem, one of my favorite stories is I had just moved to Philly, and his podcast partner, Drew Montana, put out on Instagram, he was like, hey, comedy fight tonight, DM me for address.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was like NYC comedy fight. Like, I thought it was a roast battle.
Fight club, yeah.
Yeah, because that had like just come through Philly. And then I get the address, I pull up to the house, and I walk in, and it's just
like
a
battle.
Yeah,
battle. It's just a bunch of people standing there with like mouth guards in. I'm like, what did I just pull up to? It was just an illegal boxing match in his backyard, and somebody had a gun on their waist.
Yeah, yeah.
He did the whole fight with a gun on him.
He did a fight with a gun on him.
That's great.
Because the ref didn't.
But everybody has guns all the time in Philly.
Yeah. That's the thing. People that fight, they don't really care about fighting. It's only people that don't fight that are like, oh shit, being punched in the face is a scary thing.
I'm
happy that I've become desensitized to being punched in the face to where that's not a fear of mine.
Right.
Now, you know, getting stabbed, getting shot, that's why I don't just fight people in the streets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially as I've gotten older, I'm less willing to sort of pull up on somebody.
For sure.
Whereas I think when I was younger, you know, it's a combination of everything. It's also like I know where I stand in the world of toughness.
Yes.
Now.
I didn't know that. You're not
before.
Delusional. You're not a
ignorant.
Pussy. Yeah.
You're ignorant when you're younger.
Yep.
You don't want the prophecy to be fulfilled and your son go through the same shit you did.
It's really true. But like when I was younger, I would fight anybody.
Yeah.
You would tell me that that guy's got 10 years of martial arts experience. I was like, fuck, well, man, he's a pussy. Shut up, Bruce Lee, bitch.
Yep.
Yeah, bro. For no reason.
When you're younger, you just walk around looking at people like, knock him the fuck out. You don't know.
I've never knocked anybody out in my entire life.
You don't
I'm like,
know.
I'll knock you the fuck, I'll break your fucking jaw, bitch. I've never broken somebody's jaw. The amount of times that I've said to somebody, I'll break your fucking jaw.
Yeah.
It's never happened.
It's never happened. Not
it's
once.
Never happened. Right. Not a once have
never,
I ever broken.
I never broke anybody's jaw. Right.
Yeah. The night I met Lewis, he choked a man to the ground.
Oh, nice.
I know we're not supposed to talk about
it. No, it's okay. We can talk about it. Who did I choke to the ground?
It was DC Improv. That guy, the retarded guy.
Oh, no, I've talked about it since. He's not retarded. Relax. Don't put it out there that I'm choking retarded people out. He was a dangerous drug addict. That's a better way to describe it. He was acting retarded.
The retarded guy. Now, everybody just imagine you choking out a Down syndrome, nigga. Like, Lewis, why you do that?
Dude.
His tongue's out. Stop.
No, that guy. I've talked about it in the past. I've given some of the details. I've made up with that guy.
I never heard this story. What happened?
So this guy shows up at the DC Improv with a bunch of like weed and dabs.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, I got
for
a ton
you and Big J.
Yeah. He's like, I got a. He's like a wild amount of dabs for you. A few ounces of dabs. Right?
Now he's banned from the DC Improv.
I don't know this when I invite
reasons.
Him. Okay. I don't. He had tried doing comedy before, and I guess you know he was a rapper. He was like a white rapper. He was a wacky one.
Okay.
Like a wild-eyed, wacky fucking guy.
Yeah, he
guy.
Couldn't find his way. He's looking for a way, bro.
Couldn't find his way. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yo, I got all these dabs for you, all this weed for you. And we're like, yeah, sweet, let's do it. Yeah. So he ends up showing up late. I'm on stage, and he's trying to contact me. And they won't let him in because I'm on stage, and I'm up there to like let him in.
Right.
So I don't exactly remember where it got, but the manager of the DC Improv is a black guy.
Yeah.
Antoine. Right? Great guy. Mm. You know, great club. But this kid's like outside talking shit. Like they won't let him in the club for I guess he's banned for other reasons or whatever. So he's like outside talking shit to Antoine in front of me and Jay. And I'm like, bro, I was like, you can't fucking
a lot of racial slurs.
Yeah.
Saying
like,
stuff about your kid.
Well, no, I'll tell you what happened. So he starts kind of making some racial shit about the manager. So I was like, you're not going to, you can't come, like, if I'm inviting you.
Right.
You're my fucking guest. You're representing
me.
You know what I'm saying? You want to come hang out in the green room. You want to like, I was like, you can't fucking be a shithead to the manager of this club. We're not on Legion of Skanks right now. We're making like racial jokes.
He was he was really mad that a girl, like I was hosting for you guys that weekend. And he was like mad about that.
I was mad about that. That was the one thing me and him agreed on, actually. So, Rob Cruz here.
Yeah, Bobby Cruz.
So, then I kind of turn on him and I'm like, bro, I was like, he's like, oh, I brought all this weed for you, all this. I was like, I don't need your weed or dabs. I was like, I'm not desperate where I need your fucking drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, you're a guest here. And so then he said something along the lines of, that's why your son's being raised by some black or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I just heard my son. And then I reached out and I took his Adam's apple into my hand.
Yeah, bro.
It wasn't a choking. It was more like I physically pulled
like
his Adam's apple,
the Adam's apple
from his neck.
That's worse than being choked.
And I held it in my hand.
Oh.
And then I put him on the ground.
And my boyfriend, who's was not in comedy, just like a neuroscientist, really nice, put-together guy, was like looking at me and he was like, what the fuck?
What type of people do you fuck
are at? You, what did I send my girlfriend down here to do?
Yo.
But it was like a Darth Vader sort of.
Yeah.
Like that. I grabbed
these are the guys you cheat on me with?
And then,
relax.
I put him down.
I miss him every day. I miss him every day.
Yo, he's like, don't fuck this up more than it already is fucked up.
It's been so fucked up. You met him. You were mad.
I miss him so much. Nice guy.
I miss him so much.
So yeah, then this guy, he like called the cops, and we all just lied to the cops. We were like, what is he talking about? He fell. He tripped.
I was back in my hotel room at that point. I'm like, we gotta go.
Wait, he called the cops after he started all that
he
shit?
He called the cops after he started all this shit.
Oh, did he call the cops?
He called the cops, yeah.
That's crazy.
And then, that was that. And then he ended up like, you know, his mom ended up contacting the club and contacting me, and she was like, look, the whole family is like huge Legion of Skanks fans. She was like,
oh,
she was like, I would love it if you didn't talk about this on the show and name him. She was like, right. He's got issues. He's got like real psychological issues.
Right.
So we never talked about it like on the show. Right. And I never gave, I think I might have given his name since, because since then, he's come out in D.C. He showed up with some weed and we smoked a blunt.
Oh, he's been cool. He's been cool.
He can't, look, for me, brother, I am not the type of person to harbor resentment like that. I don't put that into the world. It's not like I can fucking hate somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally, I could have a fucking hatred relationship. Mm-hmm. If they're like, yo, let's just fucking squash this.
Yeah.
You let go of shit immediately, which is crazy. Like, I've seen you go from having, like, the worst day ever to the best time of your life, like, within 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm that's called being bipolar, but that's okay. It's all good. But no, I mean, I don't, even, like, with girls that I break up with, I don't harbor resentment. I'm not going, like, if I break up with a chick, even if she cheats, even if she's the shit, even if it gets fucking nasty, typically I'm just like, you know what?
I did all that if shit she anyways.
I was like, you know what? I was cheating too. So.
Yeah.
No, but, if she cheats, it's
probably I'm gonna hold some resentment for like a year. You got a year of me being like, fuck you.
You hold a grudge forever. I do.
I hold grudges for a long time. Because fuck people, bro. You see what I'm saying? And then you can always meet new, better people. Fuck people, bro. Like, I got cousins that I don't talk to anymore.
It's rare that I have people that I will get there with where I'll hold on to anything. Like, no matter, even if people fuck me over, like, I can just kind of let it go.
Naeem's dangerous because he'll hate you and you won't know about it. You'll be so nice to your face and then they'll walk off. He's like, I hate that motherfucker.
Fuck this guy. Yeah. Why did you come over here?
I know. I said this on your podcast, but I'm going to say it here because it happened at Skankfest. Mm. I had like just met Naeem. Like just moved to Philly. And we were both at Skankfest that year, like not on the bill, just we were guests.
It was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was the first year in Vegas. And I saw him and I was like, oh, cool, like somebody else from Philly, like maybe we can be friends. And like, just standing there, he unprompted was telling somebody, he's like, this Josie. Josie's funny as fuck. And the best part, she don't ever talk about her pussy on stage. Like she's so
good. <don't. laughs>
And I was like, oh my, like, not only do you, like, know my comment, like, that's a real compliment. That's so nice. And so, like, I walked away all happy. I came back 5 minutes later. He's in the same fucking spot. And he just goes, yeah, you know, sometimes you just got to gas people up who stink. You got to say, if they're really bad, you got to say they're great at comedy. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Nah, I didn't mean it about you, though. You wasn't hear that part. You supposed to be long gone when I said that.
Same fucking Skankfest. I remember I got high and I looked at you. You were like, we were all in a group and you were like the only one left. And I was like, oh no, Naeem, I think I'm a little too high. And you were like, that's crazy. And then just walked the fuck away. Left me on Fremont Street. That shit was nuts.
Yo, when I'm high, I can't take other people's problems. Nah. I gotta get the fuck out of there.
You were like, that's crazy. Yeah, and then just faded away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're a secret hater.
Hey, I'm out of here, bro.
Yeah, he's a secret. I've seen you be so nice and dap people up and then just be like, that guy stinks. I hate him.
There's people where I'm like, hate is a weird way to put it because it's not, I don't think I hate anybody.
Yeah, I only hate one person. There's probably one person in life that I hate.
Can you name him?
It was the nigga that killed my brother. But he's in prison, so he ain't nothing I could do about it. Yeah, but
that's like, mine, too.
I hate two people.
I hate that motherfucker. Like, that's the only person that, like, if I had the opportunity to, and if my life was completely fucked up, I probably would kill him. You see what I'm saying? That's, but outside of that, no. There's nobody else.
So the guy who killed my dad, I tried to get on Real Ass Podcast.
What the fuck?
After he got out of prison. But he died 2 years before I started searching for him.
What,
And
bro?
I was going to have my... And what's funny is I didn't hate him. Because it's a different thing. Like, when you read the story, we found the newspaper article. We found... Like, it's in... I'm writing a book right now about my childhood.
Yeah.
And it's a big part of it.
Yeah.
You know, he was like a 15-year-old kid.
Really?
My dad was like a pimp and a drug dealer. Not like it, but he was a pimp and a drug dealer outside of a strip club. He had girls that were strippers inside that were hookers for him, working for him. And my mom was not a hooker for my father. Like, my mom...
She's freelance. Independent contractor.
She was.
Independent contractor.
Yeah. All right, Zach, chill. My mother.
Holy fuck.
My mother, Zach.
Yeah. The W9 stood for whore.
Whore number 9.
Yeah. What's wrong with y'all niggas, bro?
Yeah, but my mom wasn't like a streetwalker. My mom like essentially sold herself to get drug money, and like
that was
a, you know, a regular thing.
Is that
and
not...
apparently my grandma too. I found out my grandma Jane was also a known prostitute. And
I have to ask what you think a streetwalker is, because that I think that's the definition.
No, he's saying she wasn't like out getting randoms.
She wasn't like
customers.
Walking the streets.
She
yeah.
was fucking the drug dealers. Or
probably.
Okay.
She mm-hmm. was. She was fucking. I know she used to fuck my son. My mom. Sorry. My
she used
sister's.
To fuck your son.
My sister's godfather for money.
Like drugs and shit.
Yeah. Okay. That was like a regular thing. But you know, she had like clients and fucking. You know. But yeah, she wasn't like. She wasn't walking in the streets. There were hookers in Patterson, New Jersey, who would stand on a street corner and
gotcha.
Go up to your car.
Yeah, that's not
what she was.
She just people had her number and knew who to call.
She had, you know, when
so
it was.
She on. Was. She was fucking the farming directly drugs to pussy, bro.
Probably. I don't really know. I never talked to her about it. It was just you find out. My ex girlfriend, the girl I lost my virginity to, became a heroin addict, and she told me a bunch of shit about my mother.
But she just like found out from like other.
She
people.
Was in rehab, the same rehab as my mother.
Oh,
so people
shit.
Would like talk about it, and she was like, "I remember she, you know, she would tell me, I was like, why are you telling me this? Like, I literally don't need to know this about my mother."
Right.
But
do you like finding out like the harsh truths about your parents and shit? I like when people tell me fucked up shit about my dad. Or like fuck my mom. My mom's like a.
That's just
because
your
lady.
Dad sold you out in front of Bill Cosby.
Hey, he did. But I like when I hear fucked up shit about my dad. Like when people be like, "Oh, your dad fucking stabbed this motherfucker up one time," or "Your dad shot this motherfucker." I'd be like, "Damn."
Yeah, so I mean, look, I've heard a lot about my father through my cousins who were a little bit older. Mm-hmm. Like, and my father and his two brothers were like fucking thuggy motherfuckers in Patterson, New Jersey.
Damn.
Hector, Julio, and Gilbert.
Right.
They were like straight up like. You know, gang member,
bat,
like they would get into fights all the time. My father was in, you know, my father was in and out of jail.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't have a memory of it. My sister does, though, visiting my father in jail.
Damn.
You know, I was there, but I was too young to remember.
How old was he when he died?
I was 4, so he was, I think he was 24 or 26.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so fucking young, bro.
No, maybe he was a couple years older than my mom. So maybe he had to be 26, 27.
That's so fucking young.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So he
that's
got into a fight.
That's younger than any of us.
Yeah.
He got into a fight outside of a strip club. He beat the shit out of these kids. They were talking shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he fucked up this one kid, and they came back a few hours later, literally like at 4 o'clock in the morning, and just came up to him on the side. He was turned around, boom,
damn.
Stabbed him with a kitchen knife.
Right.
And then he threw it under the car, ran. He got caught. You know, there's a whole entire story in the newspaper article. But I tried to reach out to the guy and bring him on the show because, in a weird way, like I had a just this weird like empathy maybe for the kid because I was like, he was just a kid.
He was, yeah,
he
15,
was just
super
a,
young.
And it, the reality is, like, there's times where like I was a kid and you get into a fight. If I had a knife.
Oh yeah, that could have very easily been you.
I'm not saying that I like would ever murder somebody or whatever. Like I'm just not the kid who go. Luckily, my dad was killed. Luckily.
Yeah.
The reality is, like, if my dad wasn't killed, I would have grown up in Patterson,
bro, he'd
New Jersey.
He'd have raised you like that. You'd have ended up being like him
in Patterson, fucking New Jersey, which is one of the shittiest places in the fucking world. My father was murdered, and my mother moved us to West Havishire, New York, which was. Still pretty fucking ghetto, but it was more like white trash, poverty, like, you know, it wasn't gangster shit.
And my mom
got us just over that ledge of not being in like amongst like genuine, like real deal hardship. But if my father was not murdered when I was a kid, I probably would have never left Patterson and who I am today. Like,
you wouldn't be here.
I mean, obviously, you know what I'm saying? But the amount of fucking, like, look, I say this to my son all the time. It's like, I wouldn't change anything. That sperm had to meet that fucking egg.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
For sure,
my kid. I think I'm giving up my fucking thug ass pimp, drug dealing father for my beautiful son. Get the fuck out of here.
You know, that
was the trade off.
Yeah, and I like to think that sometimes the universe do that type of shit on purpose, bro. Your dad dying made you a thing that, like, you're a person that talks to millions of people basically through all these platforms. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, had your dad not died, that probably wouldn't have happened. Your influence wouldn't have been felt by. Having me to fuck people because
all these people calling me gay right now.
Everybody's calling you gay right now. Wouldn't even know who the fuck you were.
And to be honest, in a few years, you got to tell James he is 1/4 pimp.
That is true.
Like, that's crazy, bro.
But I didn't have this resentment for, like, when I was a kid, I was like, if I ever fucking met that guy, I'd kill him. He took away my father. But, like, as I've gotten older and as I've, you know, just matured, it's not like I'm like I was like, yo, he was just a fucking kid. He was a 15 year old kid who made the worst mistake of his life, spent most of his life in jail, died 2 years after he got out of jail.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wanted to just have a conversation with the guy.
God dang
it. It would have been such an interesting podcast.
Wait, yeah. So he was in prison all that time?
He was in prison for like 15 or 16 years, something like that.
Fuck, bro.
I mean, yeah, he murdered someone. Yeah. He was a kid, yeah. So that's why he got.
God damn.
Because this was maybe a decade ago we were talking about doing this, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know how the timing would have added up, but he was, you know, probably in his. He was.
What if you did all that shit to get him to the podcast? You just stabbed him in his neck when he got here. You just fucking kill him as soon as he walked in.
But I mean, there was a girl there, and there was another kid. I could probably try to get them on the podcast.
Yeah, they could tell you exactly what happened.
I think the girl got probation, and the other guy went to jail for like a short amount of time.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, they like helped him hide the knife. He gave the knife to his friend. His friend threw it, which was fucking.
Yeah, that's some kid shit.
But that's also like I would have done the same shit. Like yeah. If my friend,
if he stabbed somebody,
we were just fucking. We were dumb kids. We were doing stupid shit. You know, you're just like, you get caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're not thinking about consequences either.
No. You're not thinking
about
anything.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, I think that would have been it. So I find it interesting that you, like, the one person you fucking hate is that guy.
Yeah. Well, see, the difference is that's my older brother. So I had two brothers that got killed. My older brother was just a great guy. Like, he had a full scholarship, was about to go to Howard. He was just a good kid. But he was, like, well-known in the neighborhood, was a flashy dresser. Somebody tried to rob him, and the guy just shot him and killed him. You robbed him, then you killed him. For what? Damn. You see what I'm saying? Like, he was mind his fucking business. Now, you see I said that about my older brother. My little brother, he was a street nigga. He was killing niggas. He was doing a bunch of wild shit.
Yeah.
So when he got killed, I didn't feel like – it was just a different feeling.
He signed up for that game.
Yeah, like, that was the life he was living. He chose to be that – yo, literally probably 6 months before – 8 months before he died, he was like, yo, I'm starting to have all these nightmares. Like, about, like, people that I killed and shit.
He was
like
killed
that.
By Freddy Krueger?
Right, bro.
I'm seeing a guy with knives on his hand.
He like, I'm having all these nightmares.
Yeah. And
I'm
couldn't count to eight. The song just kept stopping.
But, yeah, but he like, I'm having all these nightmares. And he was, when he got killed, he was 26. And I was like, yo, I'm like, that mean like, your conscience is on now, bro. Like, when you doing all that bullshit when you was young, you wasn't aware that it was evil.
Yeah.
Now you know it's evil, and now it's fucking with you. I'm like, you got to stop. And then he got killed like 8 months later.
Damn.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like.
I think that there's a, like, I think both are true. Like, I look at, like, the worst shit that's ever happened to me, and I'm like, it's led me to here. Mm-hmm. So it's a net positive. Like, I would
for
not
sure.
be this person if that shit hadn't happened.
What's the worst thing that's ever happened to you, Josie?
We don't need to talk about it. But then at the same time, I'm like, I would kill that motherfucker if I had,
woman,
if I had, if I had.
You know what it is? If it's, if you,
right,
yes,
yeah,
yo, you
yeah.
know that.
It's always right.
You know that. Yo, literally.
Obviously.
What a privileged life you've had, but that's the worst thing that's ever happened to you is you've been raped. You know? I mean, come on now.
Right? You take a little beating, you take a couple digits, you're fine.
Man, that gotta
no
be
one's
scary
ever been
as
murdered.
Hell.
Yeah, it sucks.
That gotta be scary as hell.
It's pretty bad, but.
I've never been on the other side of it. You're right. I've never thought of it that way. Now that you put it that way, it must be scary as hell.
Yeah, bro. Like, imagine if it was like bears walking around the street trying to rape us every day. You'd be like, what the fuck, bro? I probably wouldn't go outside. I'd stay in the house.
That's really what it is for being a woman. It's
we're also equivalent. Not walking around with our picnic basket out, though. So.
True. Yeah, put your fucking titties away. How about that, lady? How about that?
Josie, put your picnic basket away. Yeah. What do you think's going to happen, Josie?
Yeah, right. What
not
the fuck
fucking
you think?
Showing off your salmon panties.
Holy fucking shit. Yeah.
That's a great analogy. Like, women.
Stay the fuck out of Yellowstone,
right. The fuck you walk around Yellowstone.
I have been searking for a funny rape joke since I started comedy, and I think I just found it. That's fucking great. Holy
shit. I'm smarter than the average rapist.
Yeah. That was a very serious crime. She was covered in boo-boos.
Oh, hey, Zach. What the
dude, that is like that's the equivalent of it. Like, women walk around like, imagine like just not being able to defend yourself,
bruh.
Like, Josie, we're choosing to not. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna say rape. That's harsh.
Yeah, that's harsh.
But we're choosing
that's
to
harsh.
Not. We can hurt you so
yeah,
badly,
yeah,
like
you
so
could.
Easily. Like, Naeem can literally lean over and just bang,
yeah.
pop you right in the fucking mouth.
But see, we're
yeah.
good
He's
guys.
He's choosing not to.
Yeah.
yeah.
We're good guys.
I appreciate that.
But
thank
we
you.
Could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You
Isn't
could.
That a wild thing? Like, being a man, at least you can, like, it's rare, like, even if you're a pussy of a man, there's mm-hmm. a certain level of, like,
I'm going to start bringing my
you
gun.
You can defend yourself to right. a certain degree.
I'm going
to
start bringing it.
You know what I'm saying?
It.
But yes. like, unless you're like in the woods and there's mm-hmm. fucking bears, which is literally maybe my biggest fear.
Is your biggest fear bears?
Bears.
By the way, okay, yeah, this is so gay.
Bears
but
are fucking terrifying.
I was watching Legion of Skanks, like a clip, and it was like, I think you and Jay were having a man off, which was gay as fuck, but you won. Using like a, you use my bear fact that I said when I was here.
Oh, that polar bears are the most dangerous?
No, that, yeah.
If it's you, white, good night.
I remember. I was like, my bear fact.
And then you also, what's funny is in that clip, because we put it out as a clip,
yeah.
you know, if it's white, good night. If it's brown, lay down. If it's black, fight back. We also, I made a joke about polar bears and penguins being together, and then you were like, interesting fact, and you went on to say that polar bears and penguins don't actually live in the same
yeah.
habitat.
Yeah, yeah,
I remember all this, but we cut off the clip, and so many different people were,
they
like,
were like, what was her fucking what was fact? The- I saw that. They were like, can he shut up? What was the fact? I'm so happy that your fans are just as autistic as I am. It's
if
great.
You have an animal fact, you have to try and get it in before I say something racist. That'll be the end of the clip.
But your racist thing was so funny in that one.
I fucking, yeah, no. I mean, polar bear, I have no fear of polar bears because I'm never going to be.
Yeah, I'm never going to be there.
Wherever polar bears exist, it's just not happening, right?
It's Canada. Northern Canada, Greenland, Svalbard?
Do you think I'm going to be in Svalbard?
Hey, where the fuck is that?
Maybe.
It ain't happening. Mm-hmm. I'm never encountering a polar bear, but...
It's 6 months out of the year. It's completely dark. It would be perfect for you. You just go up and grab ladies.
A grizzly bear, I could run it. I could be in California.
Yes.
Do they live in California?
Yeah.
They
somewhere
do, right?
over there, yeah, bro.
Pacific Northwest.
I can be somewhere.
And those motherfuckers eat you while you alive.
And that's that.
They don't even kill you first. That's bullshit.
That's that.
If you're going to eat me, kill me.
Do grizzlies...
Please.
I know polar bears eat you. Polar bears are the only animal that looks at us and they're like...
Yeah, food. Snack time.
But
grizzly bears are protecting their
young. Yeah, I think grizzlies will just fuck you up. I don't think they actually like us.
Would they eat you? Probably.
Probably.
If they're hungry enough, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's like a shark. Like a shark will eat you if it's hungry enough, but it doesn't want to.
Were we on this show we were talking about, would you rather be killed by a shark or a crocodile?
I think so.
Oh, shark. Shark.
Shark for sure.
Shark. So much shark.
Oh, crocodile, fuck no, bro.
Crocodile's going to be slow, and they're going to roll you. And
it's all slow. I went to ChatGPT and talked about it. A shark's going to bite a chunk out of your leg and let you bleed out.
But you might drown first.
That's quick.
Yeah, but that's not quick.
No.
The crocodile drowns you.
Oh, the crocodile drowns you first?
Crocodile will throw...
Naeem's going to drown in any situation.
Naeem will drown if it's raining too hard.
We got the animal fact out first. Yeah.
Fucking Mr. Glass over here.
yeah, dude, I...
technically I'd be the other one.
I'm unbreakable.
Technically, I'm unbreakable.
A shark will like attack you and make you bleed out, and then you'll.
But you bleed out quick. It takes a whole fucking limb.
It doesn't take. You don't bleed out that quick.
You bleed out pretty
quick. I mean, look. Here's the thing. If you're lucky, a crocodile's going to crush your skull and then roll you under the water.
Yeah, you should just try to get your head in
get
his
your
mouth.
Head in there.
Yeah, get your head in his mouth so you can just end it.
That's not. But nobody. Your instincts don't work like that.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
You know, I think I could beat most animals.
No, you can't. We had this conversation.
I can.
You cannot beat.
I got
a kangaroo.
I couldn't beat a kangaroo. I got attacked by a pit bull and I beat his ass.
Yeah, that's a little fucking pit bull.
It fucked my hands up. My hands were fucked.
Yeah,
but
were you just punching
his ass? Well, mainly kicks and stomps.
It's 90 pounds
because he locked onto my hands. It was like shaking him. And then I got this hand out. Then he bit this one. Then I got this one out. And then I was just kicking his fucking face in.
Yeah.
And then like grabbing him and throwing him on like
Shannon,
banging him on the ground.
Shannon, can you
pull
up a picture?
This was
of
just
a
you
kangaroo?
Training him. This is how they train him in the fucking hood.
He was at the pet store. That's how they pick him.
Can he take this ass whooping?
Also, Shannon, never listen to anybody telling you to pull something up on my
Shannon
fucking show.
Loves
who do you think
me.
You are?
Shannon loves me.
Do you think
me.
You're in charge of the show? Hey, you can like Shannon pull some shit up. Yo,
beating
chill.
Up a pit bull is—it's the black version of when ladies go to the grocery store and feel melons. This one's just right.
Yeah, no.
Well, he attacked my dog. He attacked my dog,
her.
So then I had to beat his ass.
Yeah.
Because he bit my dog.
Yeah. That happens a lot.
What, with pit bulls?
Pit bulls in the hood.
Yeah, and I have a pit bull.
You
that's
have
crazy.
One.
Lewis assumes you live in the hood.
Yeah, I don't live in the hood anymore.
You don't?
No. Why the fuck would I still live in the hood now?
Well, you have a pit bull. You're black.
I take the hood with me. You see what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
I pack the hood up and take it with me wherever I go.
All right. I got to wrap this one up. We gotta wrap it up.
Oh shit!
What a fun show! Quick show. We went to one topic.
Nice. That's what you know. You're having fun.
We got a whole list of topics for tomorrow.
New York City officials helped seek to help New York City rat eater. That's what we're opening the show with tomorrow.
Oh, nice. A rat eater.
A rat eater. Right. We got to wrap it up. You guys are the best. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday and Friday. Some amazing shows this week. Until then, good night.
Yes. Lewis and Zach are back. Got a baby boy. Lewis and Zach are back. Got them baby boys. Lewis and Zach are back. Got them baby boys. Lewis and Zach are back. And they making noise.